Welcome to In It to Win It. This is Steve Barton, and this week I'm going to share with you my top three tips to becoming a better investor. One of my friends said that he wanted to invest, but he had absolutely no idea what to invest in. And I think that this is pretty common, and that was my inspiration for this video. So thank you, Adam. I am not a financial advisor. These are just things that I have done over my investing career to minimize risk and maximize returns. I remember as a five-year-old kid going door-to-door selling keychains. That taught me sales. I sold sodas and candy, and that's what I used to buy my first car when I was 14 years old, 2 years before I could even drive. I remember doing landscaping in high school. Now I pay people to do that for me. Now I'm investing in real estate, stocks, not so much bonds anymore, mutual funds, precious metals, business ventures, and good debt. If you don't know what good debt is, watch our video on good debt versus bad debt at the end of the video. Andrew, if you could do me a favor and throw a link into the good debt, bad debt video at the end of this. Okay, my top three tips to becoming a better investor. Tip number one. You want to build your financial foundation and your education. Dave Ramsey, the author of Total Money Makeover, says the first step is to build a $1,000 cash emergency fund. This is if something happens to your car, you need $1,000 cash to be able to fix that. You don't want to have to put that on your credit card. You want to be able to pay for that cash. In that first step, I would say you also want to pay off all bad debt. And examples of the top three most common bad debts would be student loans, credit cards, and car loans. Okay, these are debts that a lot of people have and that are going to be very bad to have. You are going to get clocked in this coming economic wealth cycle, wealth transfer, monetary change, whatever you want to call it, if you have these. And the reason is because as prices continue to rise, as inflation continues to go up, which I believe it will, I don't think it's going to go up quite the clip that it has in 2021. I think it's going to slow down a little bit, but if we're at 6.8% inflation right now, and that's what the government is reporting, let's say we knock that down to 4, you're still inflating away the dollar, okay? And if a portion of your monthly nut is going to pay off debt, and a lot of that is going to pay off interest, that is currency and money that you could invest in other investments or assets that instead is going to someone else, and they're making that money off of you, okay? So pay off all bad debt, build your financial foundation. Think of it as a pyramid, all right? You want to have a strong foundation. If you have debt, you're literally building your financial foundation on quicksand, and that is not what we want, okay? Strong financial foundation, which means absolutely no debt, okay? That was step number one. Step number two, save 3 to 6 months of living expenses in a fully funded emergency fund, all right? Why do you need that much? Well, let me ask you this. What would you do if you lost your job? What would you do if you were in a car accident and you could not work? What would you do if you had a catastrophic life event where you could not earn an income? Okay. I personally have 1 year of living expenses saved. Call me paranoid. All right. But if I lost my source of income tomorrow, my life would continue with the same standard of living that I enjoy today for a whole year. If I went from T-bone steaks down to chicken, I could make it last even longer. All right. So I, when I make investments, I have a lot of peace of mind and zero stress, whether it works out or not, because I have so much saved in case something happens that I can't foresee. Right. So by having that financial foundation, by having that emergency fund in place, it allows me to take risks and I don't stress about it. I really like uranium right now. I think it's a great bet. But I don't need the uranium market to double. Okay. If I did, that would be very stressful. but it doesn't have to double. It doesn't have to double at all. It could go to zero. It's a bet that I have in the future, and whether it works out or not, it really doesn't matter to me. Okay. If you don't have 3 to 6 months of living expenses set aside, then you won't have the money to invest. And that's pretty much it. If you're investing in money when you have debt, that's your foundation, you're just straight up gambling. Okay. Most people heard of Bitcoin when I did 10 years ago. Most people heard of it. You probably did too. And you may have invested it, maybe you did not. But I think that most people did not have the extra cash set aside to do anything about Bitcoin, right? I put a small little bet on Bitcoin because back then it was highly speculative, and I accepted that this was going to go to zero, or it could go to infinity. I don't know. But the thing that I put a $450 speculation on that one Bitcoin 10 years ago, and I've since trimmed my position, and that bought me the new truck that I'm driving around today. Now, because I had my financial foundation in place, I could speculate on things like that. And I could speculate on things like Bitcoin back then that could have an exponential return, which is what happened. Now, I am a contrarian investor, which means I like to invest in things that no one else is interested in, right? By being a contrarian investor, you get to invest in things when they're very cheap. That's why no one's interested in them, right? They're cheap. So right now, I believe that is gold, I believe that's silver, and I believe that's uranium. No one's talking about these commodities. You Google investments on YouTube or Google, and the first things that are going to come up are Apple, Facebook, Nvidia, Microsoft, Tesla, okay? These are the things that are getting reported on the news all the time. That's what Jim Cramer's talking about. All right. I'm not interested in those because everyone's talking about them and they're very, very expensive. Okay. I'm interested in things that no one is talking about, just like no one was talking about Bitcoin a decade ago. Okay. As soon as I start hearing about this stuff on the 5 o'clock news, and as soon as my Uber driver starts telling me about it, that's when I start trimming my position. If everyone's talking about it, it's expensive. If no one's talking about it, it's cheap. But if you understand the fundamentals behind it and you believe in its future and you have a financial foundation in place, place the bet. All right, so that's step number two. Establish a financial foundation. All right. Step number three, take the risk. Take action. When you have your foundation in place, take an educated risk. Okay, do your homework. I think a lot of people are too afraid to lose that they just end up not taking action. They're afraid to fail. I've had a lot of investments that have failed, okay? And I've had a, you know, some that have really worked out. But if you don't understand the risk, then don't take it, okay? Here's an example. No matter how much research I do on NFTs, I don't get it. Okay, I don't understand NFTs. I don't understand Metaland. I don't understand this virtual land. I don't understand why someone would buy virtual land that can be created in infinite amounts when there is actual physical land and there is a finite amount on the planet. Okay, so we have a limited amount of land on the planet. There's not going to be any more. We have not started colonizing Mars or the moon yet. Okay, so that's not an option. All right, the only option right now we have is the planet Earth, and there's only so much land on it. So if you have some of that, that's something of value, right? This virtual Metaland, they can make as much as they want. It's virtual. So I don't see the value in that. I don't see how that's a store of value. Whereas actual physical land with maybe running water on it and something you can put a garden or a house, that has value to me. I understand that. Okay. I don't understand Dogecoin. I don't get it. I don't understand why someone would speculate on a crypto like Dogecoin that can be created in infinite amounts when you could take that same currency and put it into Bitcoin or Litecoin that have a finite amount. Okay, there's only so many Bitcoin that can be created, 21 million. And there's only so many Litecoin that can be created, 84 million. and there can't be any more. It's written into the algorithm. I get that. When you have things in limited amounts, it creates value, right? It's infinite versus finite, and it's unlimited versus limited, and it's not valuable versus valuable. If things are limited, they have the potential for being very valuable, all right? Now, on the other side of the coin, pun intended, I do understand gold and silver. I do understand cash flowing real estate. I do understand Bitcoin. I understand Litecoin. I understand uranium, and I understand oil. So I invest in things that make sense to me, and I avoid things that do not, all right? Follow the experts. I listen to at least half a dozen experts on the subject of something that I'm looking to invest in before I put a penny into it, okay? And I also make sure that I listen to the other side. So if I'm thinking of investing in uranium, I also want to list in the people that think that it's a horrible idea. I want to listen to the people that are saying that we're going to have another Chernobyl because there's a lot of safety factors with uranium. And then I also want to listen to the people that say Chernobyl is very unlikely because the nuclear power plants that we have now are so much safer than they were back then. I want to listen to all the points of view and then make my own opinion. Okay. Educate yourself on this before you just take a hot tip from a friend and bet on it. Right. So to recap, the three tips to become a better investor. Step number one, pay off all bad debt. Most of this will be student loans, credit cards, and car loans. You can loop into that if you finance furniture or anything like that. That would also be bad debt. Things that you got to pay interest on that are not paying you. This is not counting cash flowing real estate, and this is not counting your primary residence where you live, all right? Step number two, build your financial foundation, 3 to 6 months of living expenses. If you do not have that in place, personally, I have more, do what you want, but 3 to 6 months, I would say, is the absolute minimum before you start to invest in anything, because that will give you the peace of mind and the stress-free ability to place these risky bets on things, because if they don't work out, you don't care, right? Step number three, take the risk and invest in something that you understand. Become a contrarian investor. Invest in things that have value, like gold, and not in things that can be printed to infinity, like the dollar. Use the dollars to pay your bills and use gold to store your wealth. If you like what you hear, hit the subscribe and thumbs up button. If you don't, that's okay too. If you want to store wealth and precious metals like I do, go to stevebartonmoney.com or click on the link in the show notes, fill out an order form, and someone from Miles Franklin Precious Metals will get back to you. They will give you the best price in precious metals in the country, guaranteed. Hope you got something out of this, and I will talk to you next time.